Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys in the phone lines. A lot to get to today. Scott Fransky joins us at noon. We'll get to tonight, Game 3 with the Sixers and the Knicks. Hopefully, Joel Embiid back in there. A must win for the Sixers. And, of course, a lot of disappointment after last night's Flyers loss. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. First, I would like to say happy Mother's Day weekend to all the mothers out there. You do a thankless job, you know, and you take care of everything. So I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there this weekend.
Well, it's a nice message, Hugh, to start the show. And I agree with you. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. We just saw Rhea. Happy Mother's Day to Rhea and everyone out there. But you know what? Mother's Day will be great on Sunday. Last night, though, Hugh, not great. Not a great night for the Flyers. The series is on the brink now, and it was their last shot to try to climb back in this thing. And, Hugh, I'm going to do something this morning I don't typically do, and I don't usually like doing this. But I just found myself so frustrated during the game last night and thinking about it more this morning. I got to do something that I'm just not usually in favor of. Mm-hmm. I got to blame the referees. I'm not trying to say the Flyers had no part of last night. They didn't play well enough. They missed shots early. They hit the post early. They lost their composure late. But look, young teams or any team in sports, they're going to have ups and they're going to be downs. That's part of a series. It's part of a game. I expect more consistency from the referees. And what I saw last night was a joke of a call, what, about 5 minutes ago in the second period. That is a 1-1 game. The Flyers, after having a first period where they just let so many opportunities go by, get the goal from Zegras, tie the game 1-1,
yeah,
and there is a momentum shift that is about to happen. Taylor Hall just slam Sanheim into the boards. It is a boarding. That is a major penalty. Mm-hmm. I think anyone in that building knew it was a major penalty. Everyone watching knew it was. It was pretty vicious. And the fact that they called it a minor, to me, changed the whole tenor of the game, Hugh. It changed the tenor of the game. It changed the tenor of the feeling in the building. And I thought the Flyers, and this is not a credit to them, but it's the truth, they completely unraveled after that penalty call went the other way. Hugh, I don't know where you come down on that and the game. I'm not trying to say the Flyers have no bearing. They lost. But I just thought last night that call basically ended the series, and it's frustrating.
No, I hear you, Joe. And you know, to all the diehard hockey fans out there, what I'm going to probably say is going to make them upset, and they're going to probably, you know, ratio me and tell me I don't know nothing about hockey, and that's fair. But I do know about playing in physical altercations and being in physical sports. And in that moment, the game was being physical. Now, I don't know enough about the calls or anything to say whether or not it was that egregious, but it was a physical game. And that's probably why the refs decided to let them play, because it was a physical match going back and forth. And when that play happened, there's no doubt that people in the building felt like it sucked the air out of the room.
It did.
But you have to keep your composure, because after that, it just felt like the Carolina Hurricanes, they had their foot on your neck, and they just kept pressing.
Well, so it did, to me, suck the life out of the Flyers. I mean, they allowed the shorthanded goal basically right after that, and the way the Hurricanes went, and the game is just basically over at that point. And you're right. I mean, they let them play. But to me, the referees, if they call a major there, perhaps it calms everything.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
It lets the guys know we're not doing this. Like, we're not going to have a game like this. Instead, it almost became a circus by the end. It did, man.
Yeah. And another thing that I noticed during the game, as it progressed, it felt like Carolina took the fight out of the Flyers.
Yeah, yep.
It felt like that they took the fight out of them, and they didn't want no more. They didn't want any of that smoke. And in a matchup like that, you're talking about a squad, man, that they haven't lost in the playoffs yet, if I'm not mistaken.
They have not.
And to let them to concede like that, that's tough. I mean, they're tough, no question about it. And they're physical, and they're tough. They're a tough squad, but you can't come unraveled in moments like that.
Well, they did come unraveled, and I'm coming unraveled talking about it, because that was a major penalty. 215-592-9494. Can we hear how it sounded last night as they called it, they reviewed it, and they kept it a 2-minute minor when it was more than that?
After the review, 71 Carolina, 2-minute minor boarding.
Yeah.
whether it's the distance traveled or the head contact that he makes on Stanheim. And he, I mean, Colby, there's no question he's in a vulnerable position when Hall makes the contact.
All right, well, he was. And it, to me, it was a dirty play, and it was a major penalty. That's not a minor penalty. That shifts the game. A five-minute major. And look, I already know what I'm going to hear today. Well, Joe, they don't score on the power play anyway. And they don't.
Yeah,
they suck on the power play. I mean, I know that. But 5 minutes is a big difference to 2 minutes. And I just feel like that was the shift of the game. That was the turning point. And it was avoidable if they get it right. Let's hear Travis Sanheim after the game on that play.
Yeah, I was just trying to make a play on the puck. I fell to one knee and was just trying to get it out and in a vulnerable spot. And he decides to finish his check and just felt like his hands drove my head right through the wall and thought it was a pretty dirty play. And obviously they only thought it was 2 minutes, so move on. And it's unfortunate that we give up a shorthanded at the start of that power play.
Did he give an explanation as to why it wasn't
more? I didn't ask, and maybe talk got an explanation, but I'm not quite sure. Just felt like he could have laid off a little bit, and he decided to put me right to the wall. So I guess that's his decision.
Well, it was his decision. I believe Tox said after the game he did not get an explanation, and it's the ref's decision to let him off the hook, which is exactly what happened last night. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Rick Tockett last night. They did get a power play on that. Unfortunately, it became a shorthanded goal. It wasn't 5 minutes. It was 2 minutes. Let's hear Tockett on why this power play, which obviously is a big part of things, struggles.
Tell you what, we're trying. There's reason plays you have to make to be on a power play. And, you know, all fairness, we got some guys that are playing power play that probably wouldn't play a lot of minutes on the power play, and we're trying to get these guys to understand certain things. But that's on us. It's on me to try to figure it out. It's just unfortunate that goal. It's 1-1. We have the power play, and we give a shorthanded goal. That's a tough one for us to recover.
That was the game. Like that sequence.
That changed the momentum.
It decided
like
the game.
Like, it sucked the air out the room.
It totally did. Now the Flyers are not off the hook for allowing the shorthanded goal. That's their fault, and they've struggled so much on the power play the entire postseason. It's come back to kill them now. But that moment there, I just thought the Flyers dropped their shoulders when that happened. Let's hear one more here. Tockett, and it was a penalty fest last night, and how they're not equipped for it.
We had a great first, and then it was all power play penalty kill. We took 9 penalties. 5-on-5 were good. I thought we were the better team. And then the power plays and penalties, that's 2 games in a row, just 2 penalty fest. We're not equipped for that.
Well, they're not. I mean, that's been obvious for the entire season. It's held its way into the playoffs. They're better 5-on-5. I mean, that's the way this Flyers team is. 215-592-9494. All right, where's the frustration this morning? The Flyers lose last night. And look, we can have a big picture conversation about this team and where they're headed and what this series actually means. And I think we're all going to look and feel big picture no matter what happens this weekend. They get swept or go down to 5 or whatever. But last night was frustrating. I mean, they had opportunities in the first period to score to win that game or to put themselves up. They had the opportunity there with the power play, which should have been a major, with about 5 minutes to go in the second period and all the momentum, and I just thought it was sucked away and they never recovered. Listen, I just want to be annoyed at the refs today. That's where I'm at. I'm frustrated. Maybe it's coping. Kyle, what are you feeling as the Flyers are down 0-3?
Well, the refs weren't good last night.
They were terrible.
But I could argue the worst thing the refs did to us was put us on the power play.
They're so bad on it.
It's a waste of time. Like, when we're down in the third period and we get 2 minutes, I'm like, get this 2 minutes over with. We need to get back on 5-on-5.
Well, Tockett's trying to figure it out.
Which, right, yeah, well, they're trying. They're trying their best. The power play's been an issue for quite a long time. They're just not a good offensive team. The Flyers aren't. And while the Canes aren't like a crazy good offensive team, the Canes are probably the type of team that the Flyers want to be in the next three years when they're contending for a cup. But I can't cry refs when, like, have we all watched the Hurricanes play hockey? They haven't lost a game in the playoffs, guys.
No,
like,
they have not.
That game, the last game was the first time they had trailed in a game, in a hockey game, since, like, the beginning of April. The Canes are just better than us.
Well, they are. No, they are. But this is, look, the Flyers had a lead for a while in game two, and then they tied the game. I just feel like that is a different game last night if it's 1-1
it
and it's a five-minute major.
Here's why I can't get upset with the major call. We were on a power play there. They did give us 2 minutes.
I know.
We
I wanted three more. I wanted three more.
We let up a goal. We were shorthanded. We were either going to be shorthanded with a 5 minute major or we're going to be shorthanded with. Actually, the 5 minute major might have been worse because we can't get off the power play, well, even if we score.
Unfortunately, they gave up that shorthanded goal.
That's a guaranteed five.
It was right away. Right? Yeah, well, it was basically the opening faceoff of the power play.
I'm with you. That was sort of the moment where I was like, okay, like, you know, that's, yeah, it's done. But like, the Canes are, they're just better than us. Our opportunities were going to be in that first period when we're hitting iron and we're missing the net and stuff. And like, that's just, I think we're just seeing the gap between these two teams right now. I can't be crying refs.
Well, I'm going to cry refs today because I'm annoyed. 215-592-9494. Are you going to cry refs with me or are you with Kyle and hear that it's more on the players and they're just not good enough? Look, I recognize it's an uphill climb and it's 0-3 now, which means they're in enormous hole.
It looks like it's
over.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be with it. It's cold.
It's tough, man. You just saw. Like that moment when that happened, Joe, and then they just poured it on, and it just looked like, I hate to say it, but it just looked not quit, but you were outmatched. You felt like you were outmatched a little bit, and the reality just set in because even when you look at Taka's face on the sideline,
oh, he was annoyed.
What he looked like, he was like it's almost like being in a fight, and you're outweighed class, you know, but you're putting together a valued effort, but. You know, he's bigger and stronger.
Well, all right, so the outweight class in a fight is an interesting parallel. Well, we can't let – if you're outweight class, right, if you're fighting someone bigger than you, you can't let that guy get away with a low blow. They let the Hurricanes get away with a low blow, and we never recovered.
Well, it was chippy going back and forth for a minute, and that, to your point, that changed the momentum, and it just felt like the fighter was just deflated. Yeah, and it was hard to recover from that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. It was deflating for me sitting on my couch. You know, I kept going back and rewinding.
I felt bad for him, man, because you could tell, like looking at Taka's face, it was you could tell if it felt like he didn't have any answers.
He didn't.
You know, and it's the reality of it. But you know, they're gonna come back. They got one more. They're gonna put up a good fight, man. But it just feels like they are where you're trying to get to.
Yes.
And you're not there yet, but you're on the right path.
Yeah, their program is 5-6 years ahead of the Flyers.
Yeah, you're on the right path, though. So it's one of those things where it's you look at it and you try to take the moral values out of this situation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the reality.
Well, I mean, it's weird to do that in a playoff series, but you're right. And we will do that, especially when this thing ends, probably, you know, either the Saturday or next week, early next week in Carolina. I'm not trying to say the Hurricanes aren't better. I'm not trying to say they haven't outplayed the Flyers. Last night, though, I just felt like that was the turning point, and it was wrong. I mean, at some point, the referees have to be held accountable if they mess up. And they messed up last night and changed the momentum of a 1-1 game. Again, I wouldn't be sitting here saying this if it was 3-0 Hurricanes when that penalty was missed. It was 1-1. When you change the momentum of a game on a bad call at 1-1, I can, in my mind, change the next period and a half in my mind. And I changed it in my mind if they get that call. Let's go to Big Al on Mullica Hill. What's up, Big Al?
Yo, man. Hey, listen, I can tell you what's wrong with the – Ray Charles can see what's wrong with their power play.
What's that?
Let me tell you. What they're doing is – okay, first of all, there's no movement. Okay, they're out front passing it back and forth across instead of maybe attacking, drawing two guys on you, and then passing it out for an open shot. Plus, we need someone that can actually hit the net with their shots.
Well, I mean, the first part you're right on. Big Al, I feel that the whole postseason, their power plays, it's almost like it takes them a minute just to get a shot off. They're just passing it back and forth, back and forth. There's very little urgency is the word I would use on these power plays. It's like they're almost waiting for the clock to go away.
Without a doubt. But there's no – just watch the other team's power play. There's movement, there's penetration, open shot.
Yeah, all right, Big Al. We'll put about Big Al on
Big Al sounded like the Flyers' power play.
He did. Right, and yeah, he sounded like me, you know, trying to
disorganize.
Keep myself the broadcaster on TNT last night kept using that word. It was his favorite word.
Organized.
They got to get themselves organized.
They have not been organized on the power play for years.
No, well, and I felt disorganized watching that second period when the call went against the Flyers. It's BS. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. That is a major penalty. He slammed his head into the board. That's not a 2-minute penalty. That's a 5-minute penalty. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Jeff, what's going on,
man?
I agree with Kyle. Okay, that penalty was egregious. It should have been a 5-minute major. But that's not the reason why we lost. I mean, they're just better than us right now. And like Kyle said, just don't put us on the power play. They can't do anything with the power play. I don't know a lot about hockey as far as how to play it. I'm just saying something needs to change on that. And I feel kind of sad that the season's almost over and we really just kind of got into it a month ago, 2 months ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. It's going to have a thud of an ending, Jeff, unfortunately. For the high we had two weeks ago, right, and then the whole Penguins series to now the way this is going, it does feel like it's ending with a thud. It's unfortunate.
The guys, the announcers were trying to play that play off as if it was he was going at it. He couldn't stop himself.
Oh,
so he could have when he could have stopped himself from using his stick to rip the guy's head or helmet off. Could have done that.
And listen, sometimes we see this in football, right? Where a guy will have a helmet to helmet. Like it doesn't always mean it is completely intentional and premeditated. But you have to call the penalty. Like if it's helmet to helmet or it's boarding. It's a 5 minute like this. I don't care what he was thinking in his head. That's what he did.
Yeah, it was. It's a shame, but the Carolina, they're just too fast. They actually the Flyers kept up with them as far as putting the puck or at least shots on goal, but just couldn't get it in the net. I mean, there was a couple that were really close, right off the post, just off to the left or the right, and. We had chances, let's put it that way.
Well, they did, especially early. Jeff, good phone call. I mean, the first period, I mean, how many times they hit the post? I mean, they Martone had one early. I mean, they Konechny had one early. They were close.
Just not a good enough offensive team right now.
I know.
They're not. It's that simple.
Yeah. And Hugh was trying to tell us that weeks ago.
Oh. I was.
Was he?
No, it's tough, man, because they've done a lot. I'll say this, and I'm not upset with them, and I know there are a lot of people that are disappointed, but when you hear the tone and the tenor of people when they talk about Carolina and our matchup with Carolina, you heard it in their voice, but they were still trying to be optimistic. Even we talked to Al yesterday, you know, and he talked about Carolina and not having Tippett out there and everything, how tough it was going to be.
Yeah, they miss him.
And you know, you're just seeing where this is what I'm encouraged about. Flyers played tough. The Flyers have brought a lot of people back to hockey. I don't think that's going to change because when you talk about that building last night, I saw Nolan Smith in the building. I saw Coach Sirianni. People are excited about this team. And it takes time to get to where Carolina is.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic because it's one of those things where you see where you need to go. Because when you talk about Porter Marton and you talk about Carolina, they're big and they're physical.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fast.
And they're older.
Yeah.
So it's almost like when you hear people say man strength.
Yeah.
Some grown ass men.
Exactly.
That's
what it
is. That's man strength.
We have boys, they have men.
It's that man strength. Yep. And I'm excited about the future for the Flyers. It's real excited.
So I agree. They're probably gonna get swept. They might get swept. Maybe not. They could extend it to five. A dream if they could extend it to six games would be great. Get it back to Philly again. But like I still come away from this series very encouraged. Like, even though we're going to get our ass kicked, we're getting our ass kicked.
By a grown-ass man.
I do feel like the Flyers have gotten better as the series has gone on.
I agree.
And I think they're learning how to match up with that kind of pace in a playoff environment against a really good team. Like, I feel like they are starting to rise to that level, whether it, you know, is converted into wins or whatever. I don't know. But, like, all the goodwill that they bought up and all the excitement about the future, that should not go anywhere. No matter what happens.
And then
shout out to
Jonesy and the crew, man, because what they're building here, they have to be excited about feeling like they're a little bit ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
You know, now they started picking the lottery for the draft and stuff. What was it? The Maple Leafs got the first pick or whatever. But now you're putting yourself in a position where, you know, you sprinkle a couple veterans in there and you keep growing with the young cats. And you'll have a chance to actually make some noise next year.
Yeah, I actually admire both of you today because you already have started to workshop how you feel about the results here. I'm annoyed about last night.
Well, Joe, because the reality is this, and what I saw last night, because I saw it from the coach's face, you're outmatched. It feels like you're outmatched.
I agree with you guys, and they're underdogs for a reason. That's why I'm annoyed at the refs. I can accept if it's clean back and forth, and they were just get beat. I can accept that. I can't accept an obvious miscall in a crucible moment of the game.
I hear you, but okay, say Joe, if you got the 5 minutes, what were they going to do with it?
Well, I think it changes the whole game. I think it changes the entire game.
I think they slumped their shoulders
and that in effect led to the shorthanded goal, and then they just crumbled after that. I don't know if they win the game, Hugh, if that's what you're asking. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't think they would have taken advantage of the 5 minutes.
Maybe they'd not.
Probably
but,
still allow a shorthanded goal.
Maybe, you know what I'm saying? I don't think they would take advantage of it anyway.
But they have more time. I just think it changes the game.
I know what you're saying. They'll have more time to figure it out. But, Joe, they've had how many – going into this series – from what I've heard, the power play has been an issue.
It always is.
Yeah, it's been an issue.
Right. It always is. It has been for years. I acknowledge all that. They didn't play well enough last night. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they slumped their shoulders at the end. That's a symptom of being a young team and being their first time here. Kyle said something that's true. I mean, the first game, the Flyers got outplayed for most of the game, right? Mm-hmm. From the second game through that penalty last night, what I watched was basically six periods where it's even. Six straight periods. The four full periods of game two, because the overtime, period number one last night was 1-0, and they had a bunch of shots that could have went in, and then 15 minutes of period two last night. I've watched six straight periods where I felt like they were playing pretty close to even, and that call blew the whole thing up after that. So I'm annoyed at the referees. That was a bad call. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Lots of react to today. Flyers down 0-3. Where do you come down? You know, that they're just not good enough right now and they lost the game, or are you pissed at the refs? I mean, I'm annoyed at that call last night. I thought sometimes in sports there's a moment in the game, the turning point. And when that happens naturally, you accept it. That was not a natural turning point. That was a missed call last night.
Unnatural.
Unnatural. We can't have that.
It's unnatural.
I can't have that. All right, your phone calls on all this. Plus, more from Rick Tockett after the game. Couple things he said that I liked. We'll get to the Phillies and the Sixers as well today. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WI.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not easy to say goodbye, Hugh.
Mm-mm. What are we saying goodbye to?
Well, I mean, in effect, the Flyers.
Oh, yeah.
In effect, I mean,
you know, they got this the best of seven. Hugh. Well, in this case, best of four.
No, it's both.
It's not.
Not the best of four.
We would have lost that a long time ago.
You can't have an even number.
No, I'm just saying because it's about to. Seems like we about to get swept.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You know, I do need one in this series.
You need one?
Yeah, I need one.
A little, you know, end it with a good taste, not a bad taste.
I just need one.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's because the Canes take their foot off the gas a little bit, I don't care. I'll convince myself.
So you want them to take that trip down to Carolina next week?
You know, yeah. And then you know what? If we get a little bonus, we can bring it back to Philly one more.
This was the Penguins series last week.
One more playoff game. It was.
I don't think they're going to quit. That don't get me wrong. I don't think they're going to quit. It just feels like it's a tough task. It really does.
Yeah, but valuable still. Like these games are so valuable. Go out there and try and beat the Hurricanes. Got to try.
Yeah,
try your best.
Come you on. Do.
Try my best. Got to do my best.
Yeah, listen, and there is value to this. I mean, there's even value to what happened last night for the next time it happens. I mean, I'm annoyed this morning about the missed call. I'm annoyed about the way they called that. To me, that's a major penalty, not a minor penalty. I think it shifted the entire tenor of the game. But that's something they have to play through, right? And that's, as I assign the blame here for last night, I'm giving some to the refs. Now, is it the only reason the Flyers lost? Of course not, right? The Flyers didn't play well enough. They had chances the first period. They should have scored. And they collapsed after the penalty that should have been bigger than it was. And their power play stinks. I recognize all of these things. But last night was a learning experience, right? That you're going to have to play through bad calls sometimes in the playoffs. I can be upset about it. I need them to be more composed. They weren't last night. 215-592-9494. Do you blame the refs for last night? Where do you come down? Your reaction to Flyers going down in game number three and really now on the brink of elimination here against the Carolina Hurricanes. All right, let's hear from Rick Tockett last night because I thought he was trying to kind of explain what's going on and also kind of it's interesting listening to him in the postseason. He's almost coaching them for the now and the future. That's when I hear him. It's like not just about now, but also about what we're learning along the way. Let's hear from Tockett talking about how they maybe tried a little bit to do too much later in the game. Early, they were more on point.
Sometimes I feel the puck, you got the puck and you just got to get it down low. You can't try to make a play out of nothing. I think we tried that a couple of times. The first period, we didn't. We moved the puck well. We got it by him. Against Carolina, I told you, you got to hit singles. And we hit singles in the first period, and then we started trying to hit home runs. And that's what happens. They capitalize on that. They're good at that.
I do like a little baseball analogy in there.
Singles. Baseball guy, Rick Tockett.
Yeah, of course. He was. I mean, what do you think of that one?
That was
more singles,
man.
not
yeah,
the homers.
Yeah, yeah,
so hold on.
Yeah,
you can't even make contact. So.
Wow.
He was by the wrong guy.
It was a week. It was like a week. It was a week ago.
Not even a full week.
How long did you think this was going to last?
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm
these will last a while.
I'm getting it from all over the place. My son hit me up last night. And he told me, 7-year-old. He said, hey, my game tonight, you're going to come watch me hit. He didn't say come watch him play.
Well, because he wants to teach you a thing or two.
Yeah.
He knows you need help.
He said. And I received it. You know, I didn't get mad and call him names.
Man a thing or two.
I mean, yeah, he said, you're going to come watch me hit.
Hold on.
And I
considered
I
calling him names.
I did. I considered
he's
telling
seven.
Hey, Kyle. I get to say F you. How about that? But I was like, he wouldn't understood.
You,
he wouldn't understood. You know what I mean? He'd have been like, why? Why are you calling me? Like, you know what I mean? Why are you saying that?
Mom, what is he doing?
Why is dad talking to me like that? But I thought about it, but I let him lie. I gave him grace.
Well, okay, and you know he's probably going to hit tonight.
Yeah,
and you didn't hit
he
on
He would definitely hit tonight.
Yeah.
I will record it and I'll show everybody, you know, his technique and the proper way to hit, but, you know, me, not so much.
I'm curious what you think of this one, Hugh. Tockett also talked about how they lost their composure a little bit late in the game, and it led to a lot of penalties on the Flyers. Now, some of them a little ticky-tack. Some of them they obviously earned. You don't get in the penalty box that much for no reason. Let's hear Tockett after the game on what he hopes they do next time.
Rick, how did the way the game was officiated impact your guys emotionally tonight?
Yeah, I don't really talk about the officials. I mean, obviously we were frustrated, yeah. Listen, I'm not going to, make a comment on that. I mean, you guys saw some of the stuff. I don't know. Like, we had nine penalties. You know, I don't know. So that's a lot of penalties, you know. And we just got to understand, too, like, you're in a scrum. You take a punch in the mouth, then just don't do anything. Just take the power play. I if you're going to go in, like I told you guys, you're going to go in and fight. If you're not going to fight, then get out of there. So a little inexperience from us in a couple of the scrums.
All right, a couple things. Hugh, I want to get your reaction on him saying if you're going to fight, fight, but if you're not, you know, kind of get out of there. But he didn't want to talk about the referees there, right? He didn't want to rip the referees.
Yeah, because you don't want that smoke.
You felt it in his voice, though. Yeah. I'm not going to speak on that. I'll do it for you, Rick. That
was tough.
BS, that call.
Yeah, it was tough, man. But in situation like this, you knew it was going to be a dogfight. And the way I look at it, it's not fair. Don't want anybody to think that I think it's fair. But it felt like the ref was allowing them to play for a while. So it's one of those things. You saw the same thing I saw. Yeah, so it's one of those things where, you know, if you're going to be in this dogfight, you got to be ready to fight. You got to be ready to go. And it felt like towards the end that, I don't want to say gave up, but they got the fight taken out of them.
That's a good way to put it.
You know what I mean? Because, no, I don't think they gave up. It was just one of those things, you know, like, okay, perfect example. Me and Ty Harriman was out there and he beat me up. I just knew. You know, it was like I wasn't prepared for what he was prepared for.
It's time for you to go home.
Yeah, it was time to go ahead and hang these cleats up and go ahead and go home, man. So, yeah, it's about like that.
Well, I mean,
I thought you were about to say, Kyle had a Hugh moment.
He did. He's had a few Hugh moments this week, especially when he has to read. You know, we hit the break. It's like, oh, hold on.
Hey, reading is hard, man.
I don't know what's happening to me. You've been hanging around you too long.
You're becoming
I'm off.
All right, Kyle Douglas.
Well, I don't know if they gave up. I did feel like maybe it went the other way. Like they were more. They were
I definitely. I don't think
too
they gave
desperate.
Up.
They were
the
pressing. Yeah. Well, Tockett was talking about trying to hit home runs. Like against Carolina, you can't press like that.
They got taken out of their game,
and you're going to open things up for that kind of team.
Yep.
Like you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Well, yeah. I just felt like they lost. In the Penguins series, it felt like they were knocking the Penguins off of their game, right? And they were in control. This has been the complete opposite of that.
We got 20 penalty minutes.
I know. Well, no, they did, right? But what was the other side? 38?
38.
That's 58 penalties.
Okay, but we didn't score on any of them.
I recognize that.
We got opportunities.
I wanted three extra minutes, all right? I wanted three more minutes.
I don't think we did.
No, I did. I absolutely. For me, it's not so much, because I understand that people might be listening like, Joe, they weren't going to score in that power play anyway. That's fine. To me, it was the momentum in of the game.
Sure.
That, like, I just felt like the whole building just died when that ref came out. It's like, nah, it's a minor.
I felt the crowd changed. I thought the team changed. It was, that moment was deflating, if nothing else, for just the fact that, like, of what it should have been.
Yes.
I think everyone was like, come on, man. Like, what the hell?
Right. And look, it's 1-1. There's 5 minutes to go, 5-ish minutes to go in the second period, right? If they, let's say there is, they call it the major, and we don't give up the shorthanded goal, and we're able to put one in before the period ends. Sure. That's 2-1 going into the third, and they have a great chance to win.
I agree. And especially with the way that we're able to tighten up and play defense. You know, Carolina's really tough, but like that's our strength. I felt the refs have been liberal with the whistle in this series, like as a whole, in general. Usually in playoffs, you like them to sort of lay off of that. Yeah. But that was, I mean, that was a dirty-ass play.
It was.
That deserved a whistle. It deserved a major. I'm totally with you. It was a bad call.
It was a joke. 215-592-9494. For your reaction to last night, Flyers lose. They go down 3-0 in the series. And look, there's a lot of issues and a lot of reasons why they're down 3-0 at this point. I am annoyed at the referees today. I'm tired of letting refs off the hook. When these guys suck, we got to say it. They sucked last night. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Bruce.
Kyle, Joe, you and the crew, what's going on?
Bruce, what's up?
Man, I can't call it, man. Yeah, Joe, I agree with you 110% about this game. You know, and one of the things, you hate to see referees be a part or a non-part of what really needed to be called based on what you were talking about, and it was very disappointing. But the issue actually happened again because in the third period, I don't remember the hockey player's name, but he took a high stick to the face, and it was egregious. It wasn't in the process of a play.
Yep.
He retaliated because he pushed on him and he smacked him in the face with the damn stick.
I know.
Like, what the hell is that all about? Okay, so, I mean, it was very frustrating to watch overall on that part. And, of course, Carolina got their penalties. But, yeah, I mean, okay, our power play sucks. I mean, they're a much better team, I think, that going forward. But here's what I want to see. I hope that if they can just win one game.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
And I hope that they come up in this next game, because one of the things that, you know, Carolina is really good with is with their forecheck. They have a very aggressive forecheck, and they usually have two, maybe even three guys on the Flyers' defensive end of the zone when they're trying to bring the puck out, and the Flyers don't do that. They lay back a little bit more in the neutral zone before they start going after Carolina. So I hope that they just come out in this last game and go with the aggressive forecheck just like the Carolina does and smack their asses in the mouth.
Take a couple of damn penalties
and knock that.
Yeah, wait yourself out.
That's the way you need to go. If you go down swinging and bloody somebody's nose and call it a day, and we're going to be better next year. Go Flyers.
Go Flyers. Bruce, go Flyers. I love Bruce. I mean, Bruce brought it today. That's right. You go down swinging.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you got left. That's why I was like, they're not going to quit. You know, you go back and you look at it, and you probably got to do some soul searching, you know, and figure out what it is you need to do to get that nastiness back. But that was kind of tough last night. That was a tough one.
It's just frustrating in a series like this where you have to win the games that are there to be won, right? In a seven-game series when you're not the better team, there's probably going to be two or three of the games you have a chance in.
Yeah.
Right? It's right there for you. And maybe two or three you just don't. Like game one, they didn't have a chance. There's probably going to be one more game. Maybe it's game four, maybe it's game five, where they just go down and they lose pretty easily. That's just the way it is when you're an underdog. So the games where it's close, you got to have two things. One, you got to make the plays. They didn't last night, right? They had the opportunities in overtime of game two to score. They didn't do it. They had the opportunities in the first period last night to score. They didn't do it. Then the ref show got involved, and that annoyed me because that hurt them. and then it got away again. Like, that's, it's just hard to win a series when you're not the better team if you let the close moments slip through your hands.
You can't have those mishaps in a game like that, because they could cost you dearly.
I thought the refs were actually kind of lucky that the game was still in the balance and close midway through the game, and that it was like a desperation game for the Flyers, because that's the type of environment, that's the type of missed call where the players will just say, you know what, we're going to just start policing ourselves.
And then things
get really ugly.
Yeah, really ugly. It's a good point. I thought that the game got just, it became a different game after that. I mean, just for, it didn't help that the shorthanded goal happened immediately. It was like that turnaround. First of all, they're replaying it over and over. It takes a couple minutes, right? Then they go and they start the power play. And it basically immediately, it's like, holy crap.
And then, and I mean, that stuff snowballs. Like, you saw later, was it Dvorak that tackled Hall?
Yeah.
So they start going after Hall.
Of course they did.
Right. Like, so the refs got to get that under control. Like, if they call a major there, that probably, they probably don't let their frustrations boil over like that.
Yes. And I think that's kind of what Taka was talking about. And you're right, Dvorak tackled him later because they're trying to even the score that the referees didn't even.
It was a little floppish, too.
But
luck.
Screw that Hall guy. I hate that guy. Let's go to John in Westchester. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. First of all, I love the dry banter that you guys have. It's easily my favorite show to listen to.
Oh, we appreciate you, John. Thank you.
Kidding. The second thing is there is a conspiracy theory. I have a conspiracy theory for all referees across all sports because they have such a huge influence on a game. And my uncle was a high-level referee for hockey, and I played growing up my whole life. So you can call a game, and they're specifically calling the game with a lot of penalties, because usually referees, they put their whistles in their pockets and they just let them beat the hell out of each other until the game gets out of hand. Then they start, you know, trying to get things under control. They're calling the game because they know the Flyers can't score on the power play. So they want their NHL darlings of the Carolina Hurricanes, who they've been selling all year, to get to the next level. That's my conspiracy.
Hugh, your thoughts?
I hear you, and a lot of times that might be true, but to be honest, and I say this with all due respect, I don't think that the Flyers are there yet to be the team that you have to, you know, home cooking for the Panthers. I mean, the Hurricanes, if you will. I don't think that's the
position. You're saying the Hurricanes don't need the help?
I don't
think they would beat them, but I don't think they – but they, I mean, they're – let's face it, the Flyers were like the third hottest team coming into the league. I think, weren't they better than the Hurricanes coming into the playoffs?
Last 2 months, I think they're the second best record in the sport.
Yeah, but the mantra for the Flyers this year have been like, because they were not picked to make it to the playoffs, right?
3.8%.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I hear you, and I'm not saying that you're wrong, but I don't think that when you talk about the beginning of the season and when they had them their pick-ems, I don't think that they felt like the Flyers were that much of a problem.
I don't think they were going against the Flyers all season.
I don't think that they feel like they're that juggernaut.
I agree with you on that, John. I'm with you because this fits my thought today that I'm annoyed at the referees. That call, John, that call last night to me just changed the entire tenor of a 1-1 game. And I recognize the Hurricanes are better, but all I know is for six straight periods leading to that penalty, it was basically even. Right, the four periods in game two and the first period almost two last night.
That's what I meant. They were the better team. Like, Carolina was the better team.
Sure, sure.
Let's face it. Like, but, like, you know, you didn't have to freaking pile on like that. And especially in a home game, they should have gotten that call just because it was a home game.
I agree. It would have been the right call and a home game. John, good phone call, man. We appreciate you. It's annoying because I accept the Flyers have to fight uphill to beat the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
I accept it. I just, my eyes tell me they're the better team. I saw it in game one. I'm like, holy crap, they're faster. And we don't have Tippett the whole series so far. So I knew this was an uphill climb, and I knew the odds. I mean, I could see all the same things all the rest of us see. The Flyers are decided underdogs. What I can't have is a ref show last night. And to John's point, a game with a lot of penalties is going to favor the Hurricanes. It just is. I mean, if they're on the power play, they're probably going to score. If we're on a power play, we're not going to score. So even if it's kind of both sides, a highly officiated game is going to favor the Hurricanes. And then the biggest penalty of the night, you call it minor on them when it's major. It was a joke. Angry Ted is up on WIP. What's up, Angry Ted?
Hey, man. What's up, Joe? What's up, you, man?
What's up, Ted?
First and foremost, first off, I got to start it off by saying, man, thank you, Jonesy. Thank you, Briere, man. This team has fight. This team has heart. And what they did this year, man, I don't give a daggone if the Carolina Hurricanes do what they do. We already know what it is. They got a better team. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say that, man. Just thank you to the Flyers for doing what they did. But last night, the officials, man, that was atrocious, bro. That was easily a five-minute major. That would have changed the complexion of the game. I don't care what nobody says. The Flyers would have won last night had they got that five-minute major because we would have scored on the power play. I believe we would have scored at least one goal on the power play last night. It was atrocious. And these officials should have to speak on that after the game. They should interview these cats after the game. Explain why you didn't call a five-minute major. Explain to the people why you called this penalty. So they should be put on the carpet or fined or have their jobs taken away. I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of the team getting screwed because of these lousy, bum officials.
You need some music.
He's dead right is what he is, Hugh. He's dead right.
Oh, yeah.
He's dead right.
He wants to do the Sixers thing.
Fellas, I don't want to get cut off, man, because I got to do two things. I got to segue into the Phillies. I'm at the Sixers real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight is the night. No New York takeover. Let's take our city over. Let's take our city back. Philadelphia, let's stand up. 76ers, let's stand up. Massey, MD, heart, desire, passion, everything you got.
Let's go, Ted! That's a great phone call. I'm becoming a big Angry Ted fan. He breaks it every time he calls the show. And he's dead right about the referees. So, I don't know how this works. Kyle probably would. I don't know how it works in hockey. You know, in football, there's the pool reporter, right? The pool reporter will go when there's a controversial call. It's not like the referees at football do a press conference, but they'll speak to they'll send down like one reporter
and
ask the questions to the refs if there's a controversial. Like what was the Bills Broncos playoff game this past year, right? The catch interception, whatever they called it. There was a pool reporter and they explained what they were looking. Do they talk after the game? Do referees talk after the game in hockey, or they just run out of there?
I think they leave early.
I've seen poor reports from NHL officials.
Well, I need an explanation today. I need an explanation today on that BS last
night.
I want answers. What were they looking at? Why? And listen, that's part of the job. If you're a referee in a high level game, I'm not asking to change the call now or apologize. Just explain why you didn't call it the way you should have called it.
I think if I had to guess, their explanation is going to be like when in the NFL when a guy's already running full speed. And they sort of do that thing where, like, you can't expect him to stop on a dime.
Yes.
Or, like, his momentum's already carrying him. I think that's, if I had to guess, that would be the explanation.
Yeah. So now, because football is weaved into this, in the past, they used to have two different personal fouls in the NFL. Remember that? They used to have the more intentional one and then the accidental intentional one.
Mm-hmm.
I think the NFL's got rid of that. I think, like, all helmet to helmet, it's just helmet to helmet.
Whether it's helmet to helmet.
Right. Whether you think it was premeditated or it's just like, I couldn't stop.
Yeah, they're trying to protect the quarterback. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know. Now, Kyle say maybe that was kind of why they went that way last night. I don't care. What the premeditation was, that's a five-minute penalty, and it should have been. Let's grab Aaron in San Diego up on WIP.
Aaron? Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Aaron.
So first off, we all realize that we're playing with house money, right? We all realize that these kids are kids. I mean, they're 19, they're 20, they're 21. What they're doing... what they've been doing the last, couple months has been nothing short of extraordinary. And of all of the Philadelphia teams, I think the Flyers, in terms of the future, are the most exciting team in Philadelphia.
You might be right, Aaron. I mean, I give the Eagles the benefit of the doubt. I think they'll always find a way to get back to the Super Bowl conversation soon, even if they're not there today. But of the other ones, it's probably the Flyers. I agree with you.
You know, and I had to listen to it on the radio last night. And I'm going to tell you something. Whoever our radio guy is for the Flyers, he is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, the energy in his voice is awesome.
Well, there's a lot of energy in that building, the whole organization, and they've earned it. I mean, they've given everyone a lot of excitement. Aaron, bottom line though is the call last night was a mistake. They screwed him last night. That's how I feel.
it was a dirty call. And any time that, you know, you have somebody where the head is going into the boards, regardless of what level you're at in hockey, it is a major, and it was a missed call. But, you know, listening to the radio last night, all I heard was, you know, us shooting the puck to the left of the goal, to the right of the goal, hitting it off of the crossbar. You know, if we are, and we're not champions yet, we are on our way, but we're not champions yet, because champions finish the deal. They put the puck in the back of the net. And, you know, these last two games, we have absolutely had our opportunities, and we just have not been able to capitalize. The end of last night and the reason for all the penalties is when you have a better team and they get into the heads of a younger team, that younger team is gonna you know, kind of lose their minds and start, you know, doing silly things. And it showed at the end with that fourth goal, a silly turnover, and turns into a breakaway, and Ehlers puts it in the back of the net. You know, that's, you know, and let's face it, this Carolina Hurricanes team, if they keep playing the way that they are playing, there's not anybody that's going to beat them. I mean, this is a Stanley Cup caliber team.
Oh, the Avs
that the Fly Guys are playing right
well,
now.
They're probably going to play the Avalanche in the final.
Hey, listen. We are not done yet. Okay.
Didn't hear no bell.
With what team?
Didn't hear no bell.
Flyers aren't done yet. You calling a comeback, Aaron?
Come on, Aaron.
It's always darkest before the dawn.
Damn right.
With this young team, they've done nothing in this season except surprise us. Don't think for one second that this team, the orange and black, the young guns, Martone, Barkey, Bump, aren't going to go out on that ice in game four and give it everything they've got. Vladar is still Vladar. We need Tippett back. Tippett makes such a difference with his speed, his hustle, his effort, his forechecking, his backchecking, his puck battle winning. We need Tippett back. Let's go, orange and black. FLYERS. Fire!
All right, there he is. Yeah, and we got to keep that guy to hockey. Anything else, it's a disaster, but he's okay on hockey.
Good job.
Miss Tippett, man.
Well, they miss Tippett.
Yeah.
We don't know what the injury is. Hockey is amazing with that.
I mean, I think they do it for the most, man.
But every other sport, we know everything.
It's just funny. They're like, all you need to know is he's not playing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Physically can't do it. He's trying. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on last night? Your reaction to the Flyers? I'm annoyed at the referees. That call changed the game with 5 minutes to go. That is a major penalty, and I'm not letting them off the hook just because the Hurricanes are better. I don't care. It's annoying. All right, your phone calls last. I think the refs cost the Flyers in a big way. We'll get to the Sixers as well as they get ready for a huge Game 3. We're on Embiid watch. We'll see if he's going to play. Also, we'll get to the other loss we took last night. Do we have an Andrew Painter problem and something notable in the Phillies lineup? It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.